This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. You know, when you have love and connection with someone, you want to cough on their behalf. And your throat starts feeling the itch and the scratch while they are speaking. Imagine the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are here to speak about him, to connect with him, to understand more about his life, his message, and to be able to appreciate who we actually are as a favor from Allah upon us. So I want to talk this evening, few minutes inshallah, about how to connect with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because last night I spoke about how to achieve the love of Allah by looking at the fact that he loved and loves Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the most. So you open the door of the characters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his entire life. And if you were to emulate one by one everything that you found, you would definitely earn the love of Allah, and it is a sign of the love of Allah. So this evening we want to look at connecting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Primarily, you would only be able to thank Allah for being a member of the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you understood his rank and who he was. Just like when you talk about Allah, it is impossible to appreciate the rank of Allah when you don't know who is Allah, when you haven't learned about who is Allah. The more you learn about Allah, the more you appreciate, the more you connect with Allah. Similarly, for Allah Almighty to choose a creature of his and say that he is the best of entire creation. Pause for a moment and think what that means. It's not you talking, it's not me talking. I started off by saying you love someone, you feel that you want to cough on their behalf. That was just an example. This is not your love or mine. This is the love of Allah, the creator of not just human beings, but of entire creation, the angels included, and everything included. He is saying, this is the best of creation, the most loved unto me, meaning unto Allah. You and I, our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam primarily is beneficial to us. Allah says his status is not going to be dropped because someone has disobeyed, someone has turned away, someone has mocked at or scoffed at. Na'udhu billah. Allah says, Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Allah has protected you. Allah has granted you the sufficiency against those who mock at you, those who try to make a joke or anything that is derogatory against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are actually hurting themselves. His rank is his rank. He's already the best of creation. He's already the most noble of all prophets of Allah. So you and I need to know that he is the best, chosen by Allah. We are fortunate that we are his ummah, because the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of umam, the best of all nations. You have the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, the ummah of Isa alayhi salam, the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, and so on. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his ummah is the best. And the members of his ummah, they are the largest in number, and they will be the largest in number. But there are a lot of warnings issued as well to say, make sure that it's not just lip service that you're giving. It needs to be true. When you say, I love the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you read about him? Have you picked up the books of biography and seerah? Have you covered a minimum of 5 different books of seerah? One is not enough. And what you learned in primary school is not enough. And what you might have read in terms of a reading on a daily basis, you covered a book, not enough. You need to go in depth. Learn from before his birth, the signs, what happened, how Allah prepared humanity to receive the greatest of creation. Read about his birth, the miracles. Ensure that you have educated yourself. In one evening, we cannot do justice to it. We can talk about some aspects. But if you love him, you will make sure that you read about him. And not just one source, read a lot. Talk about him. Even the mic wants to cough on my behalf. Talk about him in your families. Speak about his life with your children, your spouse, your parents, whoever it may be. The various incidents, keep them fresh. It shows a connection. That is one way of connecting. You begin to appreciate the struggles. I was driving here with my children and I asked them, this is the seerah program we're having. If you had to talk, what would you speak about? Asking kids. They all said, we would talk about how he was born and the struggles that he faced. Imagine, kids are telling me this. Talk about the struggles he faced. And to be honest, I appreciate that because they've learned a little bit about it. And they know he's chosen by Allah. We follow every single thing of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We study the way he breathed. We study the way, I always say this, we study the way he blinked his eyes. We study everything. We try to emulate as much as we can. The idea of learning who he was and the details is not only to know it, but to appreciate it by putting it into practice. If Allah loved him and that is what he was and what he stood for, surely if I make an effort to stand for the same, Allah will love me. As simple as that. How did he fulfill his salah? How long did he stand in prayer for? What did he do? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our duty, again, in order to be able to connect correctly with him, to offer him the correct respect. The respect on that level. Every time you hear his name, you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't be shy to say it fully and take your time when you're saying it. I am guilty in my speeches sometimes. I rush that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say it. Chill. I had a lady who sent me a message through her brother, who's an alim from America, send a message to say, my advice to you, when you are saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you eating it up sometimes. Say it in a beautiful way. I will never forget that advice. Never. Why? Because it's valuable. Do you value him? Well, take a moment to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, you send the blessings and salutations once, I will bless you tenfold. So you're doing yourself a favor. Then, remember to study the lives of his companions. Who did he love? Whoever he loved needs to be beloved to you too. I remember a terrible example, but I give it to you. When they speak about Layla and Majnun. And they say, this guy was crazy in love with this woman. He couldn't really get to her. But he used to go in the gully that she used to live in. And he fell in love with the dog he saw. He kissed the dog. They said, why are you kissing the dog? He says, because this dog is on that street. This is such a silly example. Allah's not asking you to do that. But Allah is saying to you that I have chosen the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like I chose the prophets of Allah. Allah chose Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He chose also the companions radiyallahu anhum. You need to have love in your heart for those whom he loved. So they asked him, whom do you love? He said, Aisha. He said, Aisha radiyallahu anha. Imagine a married guy. Imagine a scholar. No, mashallah, big beard, maybe headgear, whatever else. And someone asks him, who do you love the most? And he looks at the people and he says his wife's name. What do you think will happen? How do you think people will react? He says his wife's name. Now, it was taken for granted, mashallah. But from among the men, who do you love the most? He says, her father. Her father. The people who've analyzed that statement, they say, look, notice how he didn't say Abu Bakr. Because he wanted it to be connected to her. You see the difference? Her father. So now you and I need to find out, if you didn't know, that is Abu Bakr he's referring to. Most of us would know that. So you need to know more about these people whom he loved. Aisha radiallahu anha. She was the most beloved unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And guess what? It's part of the plot of shaitan to remove that love from people who say they are Muslim. And what happens to them? They begin to dislike those who were loved by the Prophet. And therefore, they drift away from Islam. Be careful. Don't allow a word to be uttered against those who were the most loved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, amazing man. From prior to prophethood, he was a close friend of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, you and I would say best friend. So beautiful was that relationship that when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came forth speaking about revelation, Abu Bakr radiallahu an was the first man to declare his faith. He knew. Imagine your best friends and those whom you interact with the most. They are the most appropriate to bear witness for you or against you. Like they say, they know you inside out. If your best friend can say, this guy is truthful, then that person is definitely truthful. You want to know someone, look at the circle of people. What do you know about Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? I haven't even started with Aisha radiallahu anha, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and so on. These names, you must know them. How many of the companions' lives have you studied? Today I'm here to encourage you to say, make an effort to read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I tell you, whenever you are going through a problem, you will always pick up that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through a bigger problem. And yet, it brought him closer to Allah, yet he was the closest. Imagine you are the closest and you're still getting closer. Nobody can ever compete. You are the highest and you're still going higher. Nobody can compete. You want to connect? You need to try to eat the way he ate. To look at the food he ate. To look at how he ate, the importance of dates and water in your life, the importance of the sunnah of sitting or standing, the importance of sunnah prayers, the importance of nafil, that which may have been done by the Prophet ﷺ in terms of sunnah, and it's not mu'akkada. It hasn't, but he did it, you do it. Are you prepared to fast the way he taught? Are you doing the 3 days in the month? Are you doing the 2 days in the week? If you really love him, you will. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and a few others later on, when they used to travel to Mecca, they used to stop at a certain place in order to relieve themselves. And when they were asked, why do you always stop here? The answer came so beautifully. It's not compulsory. It's not necessary. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stop here and relieve himself. I stop here and relieve myself. Can you imagine? What was that born out of? It's not compulsory. It's not even recommended. It's just love. I want to do it this way. It's not haram. It's a sign of your love. May Allah grant us true love. Look at his face. Study the shama'il, the way he looked. We spoke about a beard. He had one. Do you have one? Is today not the day when you can decide that inshallah I'm going to let it grow? Is today not the day? Look at the way you dressed. I don't want to prolong, but I must say, our brothers and sisters and all of us, myself included, when you dress in the morning, please look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw me on the day of judgment like this, would he recognize me as a member of his ummah? Automatically, you'll go back to your closet and change your clothes if there was something wrong. You dress, ask yourself, when the people of Jannah and Jahannam are being separated, where does this man belong? Where does this woman belong? We're only talking of outward. Yet, inward is equally important, if not more. But the outward and inward, they are both supposed to be worked on. Some people say today, don't judge me, Allah knows what's in my heart. My brother, you're committing adultery and you're telling us, don't judge me, Allah knows what's in your heart. That's not an excuse, that's a statement of shaitan. Nobody denied that Allah knows what's in your heart. But we have the right to remind you, do better, do better. When Allah loves you, He makes you enjoy worship. He makes you enjoy doing things that are sunnah. It's a sign of the love of Allah. Last night I spoke about characteristics, cleaning the heart, very important. Loving people, talking to others with utmost respect, even when you differ with them. That was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never swore, he was never vulgar, not once. He never abused, he never ever belittled. He never belittled. Moments ago, we heard Sheikh Yahya speak about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, I think it was Sheikh Sulaiman, would use words of praise, encouragement to boost others, to empower them. What do? In the name of the same Nabi, we use insulting words to degrade and we call it sunnah and we say it's our duty. It's happening in the ummah. Why? You don't do that. Remember, no matter who you are, no matter what level of knowledge you have attained, and no matter what level of piety you have, don't think shaitan does not come to you. He comes. It's up to you to figure out how he comes. Sometimes you require a mentor in order to teach you and tell you that, you know what? This needs improvement. That needs improvement. I need improvement. You need improvement. No matter who you are, we are a work in progress. The closer you get to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as you connect more and more, you begin to enjoy. I remember an example of a young girl some years ago who came to me and said, I'm finding it very difficult to put on hijab because I go to school and there's no one who wears hijab. And I gave her a word of encouragement to say, if you're doing it for Allah, don't worry what the world thinks. Because for Allah, He's just watching. Every time someone laughs at you, they laughed at those better than you. And it's a reward you're earning for free. Endure it. Years passed. She graduated, went into university with her hijab, came out, started in her field in niqab. And she says, so many others looked at me and they were inspired. Yet there was a time when I was about to give up. So do you really want to stand for something? when you come on the day of judgment and you're recognized by your first name. Minni wa min ummati. Here is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognizing, saying, oh Allah, this is this one, this person from me, from my ummah. Let them come. I intercede on their behalf. What struggles did you face being a Muslim? You have to face something. It's not going to be an easy road. We are fortunate in this country, much easier than other countries. If the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions, radiallahu anhum, faced challenges and they had to stand steadfast, and Allah loved them and chose them for that, you and I should consider it an honor when we have to stand high. And people might say things, do things, you might lose your job, whatever might happen, it's okay. If it is for Allah and His Rasul, it's fine. May Allah Almighty grant us a true connection with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I asked them to cut my talk a little bit because of my throat. But as you can see, the more I'm speaking, the clearer the throat is becoming. Perhaps it is because of the topic we're talking about, the most beloved unto Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us indeed elevation. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah Almighty make us regular with our prayer. May Allah strengthen us to do what we know we have to do in our lives. And may Allah help us to stay away from what we know we have to stay away from. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.